Now today, friends, we come to the seventh chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, and this is the last experiment that Solomon made. As we said at the beginning, he made an experiment in life to try everything under the sun that's possible for a man to try to see if it would bring satisfaction and enjoyment to him. And he tried it all, and it didn't. He tried science, or the study of the natural laws of the universe. You'd think that that would make some contribution. It did, but did not satisfy. And then he went into the study of philosophy and psychology. It did not satisfy. Pleasure, he went the limit there, and materialism. And he tried fatalism, which is a popular philosophy today of living, and egoism or egotism, living for self, then religion, and religion will never satisfy, only Christ can, and wealth was something that they tried. This man Solomon tried it. He was the wealthiest man in the world, but he found out he couldn't eat gold. He found out that gold did not bring satisfaction in and of itself. Now the last test is what we've labeled is morality. Actually, what we have here is the do-gooder before us. The man who becomes a do-gooder down here. And I would say that this is the place today where the majority of people in this country, and I think still a majority, are moving. They are moving as a do-gooder, and they're going down the middle road of life on the freeway of life, and you find in this group the Babbitts on Main Street in the big city. They're doing business under a neon sign. They live out in suburbia in a sedate, secluded, and exclusive neighborhood, and they're taking it easy. Their children go to the best schools, move with the best crowd, and they go to the best church, the richest church in the neighborhood, the one with the tallest steeple, the loudest bell or chimes, that has a very educated preacher. He knows everything that man can possibly know except the Bible. Doesn't seem to know it. But that would, of course, cause him to lose his job if he found out what the Bible was all about. And that's the man we're talking about now. And you'll notice how he begins this. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. That's interesting. And it's true, by the way. There's nothing wrong with a statement. A good name is better than precious ointment. Nice to hear people say nice things about you. Oh, that Mr. Jones or that Mr. Smith or that Mr. Brown or Black or Blue, whoever he is, he's a wonderful neighbor. Never have had an argument with him. He doesn't discuss religion or politics. He doesn't get involved in any bad situation. Really never has taken a stand, I guess, on anything. He just smiles and goes right down the middle of the road, never veers from one side to the other. He doesn't seem to be too happy or too contented, but that's the way that he's living today. He's a very respectable man. We all think a great deal of him in the community. They recognize him in all of the different organizations of the town. And he does business with all kinds of people. Well, isn't that the thing? And he'll have a funeral someday, and the preacher's going to push him right into heaven. There'd be no question about that. And that is what life is all about, according to him. Solomon tried that, said it's not what life's all about at all. Notice now, a good reputation and a long eulogy at a funeral. That's the thing you ought to strive for down here. But that won't satisfy you.